it's now all over in the entire country.
Yeah. Oh, no, it has become a hot cake.
Yes.
Mm. And what I know is that there was a display of different culture on the event.
Yes.
Yeah? And this display of different culture, they displayed their dance. But when it came to Obama Saba to display theirs, they had a few young girls in the age of, I think, 12 years, going all the way to 18. How was it there? And the display was more a little bit nude and a little bit provocative. So people thought that, no, this can't be the representation of our culture. It really can't be. It looks like it's a parading slaves to be sold for sexual entertainment for some slave master. Yeah. So people were literally turned off by this. And there's a lot of discussion that is going on. And this is literally why we are discussing today. How can we look into improving our cultures? Because whenever we do cultural setups of music, dancing, people gather and people drink on the events. People are, depending on what vibe we are portraying.
Exactly.
If it's positive, people will buy positively. People will interact positively. If it's negative, people will also vibe in that nature. They will interact in that negative nature. People will abuse each other. People will insult each other. People will rape. People will violently behave. So to avoid that, we try to cultivate our cultural gatherings, especially around music, dance, eating, to be positive. So anyway, this the Bama Saba culture was more displayed with young, and people were upset.
Yes. Yeah. You know, actually, yeah, people are upset. But for me, actually, I want to begin it with the still our elders and the people of influence, and more especially those who know maybe good and bad, you know, what's wrong and what's right, how they have actually not played their role. You know, we as human beings, and every time we leave the vacuum, that vacuum must be occupied.
Either positive or negative.
Yeah. So I think what we have to begin with is our people, our elders, religious people. How best or how far have we tried to influence our culture? You know, those are some of the things actually what happens. When we come to culture, we withdraw. We have actually left culture. I don't want to describe, but we have left culture. And we have branded it as it is, you know, evil. As culture, we are not meaning evil, what goes with, you know, what the packaging and all this, but just as culture. When you talk about culture,
evil.
Now, because of that, it has now drawn on board many people. Oh, there is no collective responsibility, and there's no consensus, you know, the consensus, saying, okay, we have come on this platform, and there is this, how best can we come out with this? We just sit there and then we sometimes wait to criticize and all this. And sometimes when the damage has been done, you know, sometimes it becomes very hard to undo. So for me, where I want to begin from is with our leaders, whether cultural, religious, is let us. You talked about, you know, Jesus and about the Bible and the culture, you know, God, you know.
Receiving many cultures, cultural behaviors, cultural tongues.
Exactly.
So nations, kings.
Exactly. So if the church can begin from there and we mentor, you know, cultural actors, if we mentor them, I won't tell you that actually there will be nothing. This will be just history. You not hear about some of these things that come. But the church has actually withdrawn from culture.
Thinking that it's wicked.
It's wicked.
It's evil.
It's evil. And we are only concentrating in the church. You know, trying to preach people going to heaven and all this. And, you know, it's like what happens around them, it's less concerned. And yet, we have the surrounding. We are in the society and we are influenced. So I want actually to begin with the church. I want to begin with the responsible people that actually we need to pick up. These things that we are talking about Kadoda and Imbalu, if upright people we actually have been involved,
Scandals and
they wouldn't be there.
Manners,
the bad manners, the raping and whatever, they wouldn't be there because the church would, or the morally upright people would have shaped
the responsibility
exactly to the positive. But that's actually what has happened. And now you find actually that when things go bad, we actually now
pointing fingers at our own selves.
Our own selves.
Because the person who is an actor in yes. that is a brother, is a sister, is a... So we are literally condemning each
condemning
other.
Condemning each other. Yeah. Yeah. I think.
Political and groupings and fighting against
yes,
each other.
Yes, and fighting. And unfortunately, the flare of the anger and the bitterness and this. And you know, when that now comes out, even you who has a genuine reason and a genuine cause, but because you are hurt, you are talking out of anger and what, you end up actually also what?
Condemning.
Condemning and even abusing and all that. So you find that instead of good or bad for good, you find that we are all now
falling under that. Condemning.
And then, condemning.
Of course, the Bible says that he is the condemner of the brethren.
Exactly.
So literally he takes over, because the nature of we condemning and accusing ourselves, it's really satanic.
Exactly.
And Satan finds us
and
in a place where
we
identify our mistakes and then condemn our mistakes.
Yes.
Now, I wanted also to talk about the word culture. It literally comes out of the simple word cultivate.
That's a good one.
Culture. So if the soil is bringing wild weed out of it, it means that the cultivator needs to cultivate and plow out, pick out, and put in positive things. So we have literally failed to use culture to cultivate good manners and positive manners.
I want to give you an example as a family man or a home, your home. My home. If children, you know, are coming out misbehaving and whatever, are they going to look at children misbehaving? They will look actually at you, the father, or the parent, the mother, and saying, because we are supposed to...
There's a proverb that says that a child with bad manners ashames the mother. I never got that. I'm still getting it.
Yes.
But a son with good manners makes the father proud and happy.
Yes.
So, but how come that the bad manners is linked to the mother?
And you know, with the ego as fathers, we only want to, you know, good things to draw to us and the bad things to the mother.
Let us not dwell on that.
Yes.
Become another discussion.
Exactly.
But,
But actually, that is it. So if the things are happening... We actually don't. We now let's look into the society where the things actually are coming out. You know, the things are coming out of environments, people's groups, where actually we have spiritual leaders, we have role models, and we have all this. What have they been doing for all this long? You see, have we occupied ourselves with what we think is so spiritual and ignored the many
elements and components that makes up the biological state of how we consume, how we buy, how we exchange, how we communicate, how we...
I think. So I think we need to refocus. If we want all, especially in our culture, if we want our culture to do us good, if we want our culture to evolve for good, to come out with the best, then you have to be involved. That's why we talked about Michael Musara, the pastor who has the
positive cathode
version of the music. And so I think
the gospel part of
I think we if we want to, you know, you cannot change from outside. Change can only happen within. I want to thank you for actually thinking about this, because I know you have been staying abroad. But you know, you were talking about celebrate Uganda. So you could not celebrate Uganda from Sweden. So you are. I see.
It becomes a joke thing. You know, we have this internet things that people talk about things and the net, digital, pushing information out. But in fact, when it comes to community effectiveness, they're not even there.
They're not there.
They're in your house. Sometimes you're talking about
Uganda, but
you're in America.
You are
in London and you're criticizing every politician. You're criticizing the leaders, but you're not even in the country.
In the country. I have been laughing even some of this, what has been going on about the event that happened in Imbale. You find actually people are abroad and they are talking all this good and they are talking about our culture. And you're like, but you have stayed there for years. You are even talking from, why can't, if you you want to, you know, you are so much passionate about culture and you are, come back
and be part of it.
Be part and support your culture from
Because you cannot cultivate land with corns and cultivate it on internet while you're speaking through YouTube and speaking to the land. You must come dig it for real. You must come plow it and pick out the weed. You cannot prophesy over it from a distance. And many of us are doing this stuff and we are thinking we are productive, but in fact we are just becoming preachers of judgment and condemning, but yet God gave us his son to die for us and to resurrect for ourselves. He so loved the world that he gave. Notice that. He so loved the world that he trusted. He so loved the world that he gave. He so loved the world that he became one of us.
Yes.
So that through becoming one of us, he practices what he preaches.
Exactly.
And the practice now brings us to him, closer to him, because he so loved that he gave. He gave, he invested, he trusted. So I think we're going to finish here without winding off and drilling off and But remember, we've been on Mindset Media here in Celebrate Uganda, the land of Ham, the land of Kush, the pearl of Africa. For those of you who have been listening to us, you've been listening to Apostle Ngabo and Mr. Kitutu, the founder of Elgon Region Tourism and Network, Mindset Media. Celebrate Uganda, the Council of Ngabo Gaskotas. I'm saying God bless. Bye-bye and ta-ta.